It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's definitely going to be different not having those matchups that you would expect every year.
Because the NHL drafts like 17-year-olds. The NHL has to tread the water really carefully. Like, they don't even have a goalie. Like, what is the draw? But going into this year because of the Seattle Kraken's expansion draft. But,
where is this going?
Listen, hear me out. It's going somewhere.
It's just not part of hockey. Like,
really looks like that weird dad I don't want me to pick up from school. Like,
welcome to Slapshot Sweethearts.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Slapshot Sweethearts. I'm Shan. You will see that I am missing my stellar co-host Meg today. She is under the weather, but we are joined by Boston Bruins prospect Matt Philippe today. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on. We're really happy to have you. Before we get started and hop into how this season went, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how your offseason is going so far?
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I'm actually from Lynnfield, Massachusetts. So I grew up a Bruins fan. I went to high school at Malden Catholic, played 3 years there. And then my senior year, I went out to the USHL and played for the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. From there, I went to Northeastern University. I played 4 years there. And from there, I was a free agent after playing 4 years at Northeastern, originally drafted by Carolina. But I decided as a free agent to sign with the Bruins last summer. So, you know, obviously, like you said, it was a little bit of a weird year. But, it was a good first year pro for me, good experience to get that first however many games, 20-ish games under my belt. And this summer is going good. I'm just recovering from an upper body injury, so I've been training and getting back on the ice a little bit and finally getting back into things. So the summer's been going good so far.
That's awesome. I know you mentioned a little bit, but you had a really great campaign with Northeastern, obviously a hometown team. How was that big stage? You guys had a really successful career, like I said, and at a young age, it must have been a really exciting experience, particularly playing for a town back in Boston.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, like I said, I grew up in Lynnfield, so I was around the Beanpot a lot growing up. My dad went to Northeastern, so, you know, he was always bringing me into games when I was a kid at Matthews Arena, and that was really my first dream, was to play at Northeastern and to be a part of a great program there for 4 years, and we had a lot of success. So, to be along that ride with all those guys on that team, it was awesome. And like I said, growing up watching Northeastern Matthews Arena and being around the Beanpot, just being a local kid, it was really special to be a part of it.
Yeah, and obviously we started a little bit as well. You were drafted in the third round by the Carolina Hurricanes, but you ended up signing with, once again, the hometown Boston Bruins. How was that experience? Obviously it was a little bit of a weird year, but going from the draft to then signing with another team. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, I have nothing but great things to say about Carolina. I went down there every summer for development camp. Their faculty and staff were great to me, and Sergei Samsonov was a guy who I talked to a lot. He was he worked with them, and I would keep in contact with him a lot when I was at Northeastern. So that was also pretty cool for me because he was a guy I looked up to when he played for the Bruins growing up. So to have him as a resource when I was with Carolina and during college was really cool. And then, after my senior year, obviously the COVID break happened, and, there was a big pause with everything. And, before I knew it, it was August, and I was eligible to be a free agent. So sort of just the way things happen, I was looking at different teams and trying to figure out where the best fit might be for me, you know, just because the opportunity came. So it wasn't something that I was looking towards signing with a different team or anything through college. It just kind of happened the way COVID and the break and everything came about. So, yeah, it was, you know, I had a great experience down in Carolina at development camps. And, but like I said, I was thrilled, to sign with Boston and be a part of that organization. And, you know, when that opportunity came up, it was just, you know, I was so happy. And, you know, I was happy with the first year and how things went. So, you know, I'm excited to get going for next year.
Yeah, so your rookie campaign actually shifted a little bit between the Jacksonville Icemen and then obviously the Providence Bruins. How did that go, you know, those decisions back and forth? You only spent a couple games down in Jacksonville before you came back up to Providence. And then, like you said, you were injured a little bit and the campaign was shortened to begin with. So, again, yeah, a little bit of a crazy season there.
Yeah, so the stint down in Jacksonville was more of a conditioning thing for a couple of us. I went down there with Jack Ashon, who he was in Providence with me up in Boston for a bit this year too, and Kyle Kaiser was down there, and Callum Booth, and you know, that was more of a conditioning thing for Jack and I because we hadn't played since the college season, and that was obviously, like I said, just such a long pause, so they wanted us to get some games in and get a little bit of taste of pro hockey before Boston's training camp. So Jack and I went down there and played in a couple games together, and came up for training camp, and training camp was a little bit shorter than usual, but that was a great experience for me to just be around some of those guys and, you know, be a Warrior and just be a part of that whole experience. My first experience as a Bruin, really. So training camp went well. And then, down in Providence, it was a little bit strange not being able to play at the Dunkin' Donuts Center and playing in Marlboro where I grew up playing my youth hockey. So that was a little bit weird for my first year pro skating at a rink where I used to play growing up. So, but yeah, I think I made the most of it. You know, our team, we had a great team, great coaches, and, you know, it was obviously weird just playing two teams for the most part, but, you know, it was nice to win the Atlantic Division, as they say. So to get that win in that last game, even though I wasn't playing in it, it was pretty cool to see all the guys and how fired up they were. And, you know, just to be rewarded for the hard work and the sacrifices we made through the short season. So yeah, it was a good first year. I learned a lot, and I'm excited for things to get back to normal now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the coaching staff, since the Bruins have seen, both Providence and Boston have seen some coaching changes now that Seattle has joined the league and Providence has lost their head coach. So you guys will have to make some adjustments there going into next season. Do you think that'll be a big adjustment for you guys, or do you guys think that that'll be something that you guys can shift pretty quickly from?
Yeah, I think, you know, I haven't heard anything about who the new head coach might be, but, you know, I think when you have the guys in the room that we have, it looks like we have coming back, I think it'll be an easy transformation. I think obviously we're going to miss Leachy. He was great, great for the players, great for the team. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy for him. He totally deserves that opportunity in Seattle. But, yeah, whoever comes in, whether I don't know if it's going to be an assistant coach from our team this year, Ryan Mujinel or Trent Whitfield or someone from the outside, I think whoever it is, we're going to, you know, I think we should make it an easy transition, just because some of the guys we have coming back, some of the older guys and guys who were on the team last year, I think, you know, we had a pretty tight knit group. So I think whoever comes in as coach, I think, you know, the guys will be, you know, I think it'll be a pretty easy transformation just because of the guys we have in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you mentioned a little bit that you've been rehabbing an injury, but in terms of some of the other things that you've been doing in this offseason to prepare for the fall, since it's coming pretty quickly, I know that the AHL had a bit of a longer offseason than the NHL did, but it's coming very fast. So, I mean, what have you been doing so far right now to get ready to prepare for what's coming up in the next month or so?
Yeah, so I've been working out at Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning in Woburn, Mass. That's a place where I've trained pretty much every offseason my whole life since high school, and skating with Kim Branvold, who's the Bruins skills coach. He's a guy who I've skated with for a long time too, even before he was with the Bruins, he, you know, he ran a lot of skill sessions in the greater Boston area. So it's something that's worked for me my whole career. So I've kind of just stuck with that. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great that you've been able to stick with it from, you know, high school onwards, since you haven't had to go very far. And then obviously, you know, being from Boston, you're not only a prospect and up and coming player, but you're also a fan. So what did you think of the Boston Bruins season, you know, so far, how they did not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs, you know, as much as you can speak to it from a fan's perspective?
Yeah, it was great to see the, you know, the success they had. And obviously you want to see them win the Stanley Cup, but it's, as everyone knows, fans, players, it's just so hard to do. So, you know, I think all the guys in that room are, they're very motivated for next year. And yeah, I think just like you said, as a fan, it was, you know, great to see how much success they had. Obviously you want to see them go farther, but yeah, I think it, you know, I think it'll just make everyone more motivated for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Boston as well, so it was tough to see them get knocked out, but I'm looking forward to next season as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so, I mean, as a player going into next season, what are your goals going into next year? Obviously, your rookie year, as you said, was a little bit unconventional, but this one should be, you know, knock on wood, more normal. So what are you kind of setting as a standard for yourself or as a goal for yourself that, you know, barring any issues, you can kind of meet or set?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just getting better every day. I think getting adjusted to, you know, the pro lifestyle a little bit more next year, because I think it'll, like I said, hopefully be back to normal a little bit. I think I missed out on some of that this year and on what a normal season would look like. So I just want to soak it all in, really. It'll be my first full pro season, and I just want to get better every day and do whatever I can to help whatever team I'm playing for win. So I think for me, it's just taking it day by day and just trying to get better, you know, a little bit better every day, and kind of soak everything in. Cause like I said, it'll, you know, last year was a little bit weird. Next year will be my first real pro season with, you know, fans and traveling and more condensed schedule and all that stuff. So for me, I just want to soak it all in, learn from some of the older guys like I did last year. And for myself, just try and get better every day, get better as a player. And, you know, it's cliche stuff, but I think, you know, that's going to be my mindset.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've spoken to a couple guys that are either in the AHL or trying to knock into the NHL in the next coming season. And it's really great to hear what you guys are looking forward to in this normal season moving forward. So
yeah,
we really appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. We're excited to see what the season holds. Again, being from Boston, I'm really excited. I grew up going to Providence games, so excited to see what your season has moving forward. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Just at mphilippe4. Yeah, I don't use it that much nowadays, but if you if you're interested a little bit, yeah, just at mphilippe4. My last name is spelt right there, so you can find me there.
Awesome. And if you guys are new with us, make sure that you check us out on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. If you have not yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel. We are trying to do off-season interviews for all 32 NHL teams, so make sure you check us out. Thank you guys for joining us. Matt, once again, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.